League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
If you missed it a few minutes ago, Dr. Water was telling us about the Sleepy Girl Mocktail, which is this new TikTok trend that people are doing to fall asleep. One in three Americans suffer from insomnia, and that's a huge number of people not sleeping. And you hear about it all the time. Like, oh, I can't sleep, and I have so many friends that have sleep issues. And you wonder, like, what are the tips and tricks to get yourself to fall asleep?
Listen, I had insomnia at times for months on end. It was absolute hell. But, you know, one thing overpowered all that for me, Anna. That was total exhaustion. Once I let that seep into my life, I never had a problem falling asleep anymore. Now I'm that guy that can literally fall asleep anywhere. You give me 3 minutes somewhere, put me in a chair. Even if I don't want to, sometimes I may fall asleep.
Yeah, so the Sleepy Girl Mocktail, if you missed it, is tart cherry juice, a safe amount of magnesium, and seltzer mixed together, and that's what you drink before bed. Does it work? I don't know. But we're wondering, you can call 1-800-330-9999. What's your sleep hack? And, you know, we were thinking about it. And the one thing that always works for me is, like, so every night I say my prayers, right?
Mm.
But when I'm saying them, I say them in my head. I have to go through every person in my family, right?
Right.
And pray for them. And then I also...
Every single one of them.
Every single one of them.
That's a lot of cousins.
Well, by the time you finish, you're asleep. So I don't even know. Sometimes I only get to my kids.
Right.
Sometimes.
Right. It's just the immediate family sometimes. But sorry, sis. You're going to have to survive on your own tonight. I didn't make it to that part of the prayers.
Sometimes it's the cousins in Canada and Italy. We made it. You know?
Yeah.
But usually if I just start going through that and then you go through all the things you're grateful for, you just fall asleep at some point during it.
One of the classic techniques that I've read is that you're supposed to visit your childhood home in your mind.
Oh.
So you go to your childhood home and you, basically walk yourself through the steps of approaching the house, opening the front door, going through, checking each and every room until you end up in your bedroom, and then you climb into your bed, and by then they say same thing, you're gonna fall asleep. Me,
I love that.
Yeah, in my mind I always just I start like a dream. I think of a dream that I want to have, and I start like just kind of playing that out, and then I fall asleep.
Can I guess that it usually involves you winning a lot of money at the casino?
It's usually like space, actually, or a bunker. Money won't matter when I'm in space or in a bunker. But that would be a good dream, too. I'll take that one.
I'm looking just on the internet, like, what are the best sleep hacks? And it's like the same things you hear all the time.
Mm.
Avoid alcohol near bedtime. Like, limit your naps during the day. Avoid snacks before bed. No blue light. You know that. You know you're not supposed to be on your phone. Limit caffeine intake. I mean, these are all the things we know. So we want to know, like, what actually works for you? We asked on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven. John said he takes two Advil. That's interesting.
Like Advil PM?
Or just Advil.
Like Advil?
Yeah.
Right. Are you that swollen?
I don't know.
Are you looking to bring down the swelling, I guess? I don't know.
Sean says, drink a little bit of boiled lettuce water and you'll pass right out. No drugs or anything. What? What?
What is lettuce water anyways?
I mean, you just boil lettuce and water and drink that?
What?
That's something that we should try.
No.
Kelsey wrote, I pretend I'm on the beach. I listen to beach waves. I tell myself I'm a much better person with a good night's sleep. And then I think about what I feel like on the beach right now.
So that's the same thing. It's kind of like finding your happy space. You know what I mean? So if you can remember something that vividly as you kind of build that structure in your mind, I think that calms you. And then all of a sudden you're snoring.
Yeah. Kathy wrote a heating pad. Remember the old school heating pads? Those water bottle things?
It just always looked gross to me. They fill it up and just stick it in the bed.
And then like after an hour, it's just cold again.
Yeah.
1-800-330-9999. What's your sleep hack? One in three people suffer from insomnia, and there's this new mocktail. It's called the Sleepy Girl Mocktail. Tart cherry juice, magnesium, and seltzer mixed together, and it's supposed to help you fall asleep. People are always coming up with these sleep hacks, right? But what actually works for you? 1-800-330-9999. Star, what's your sleep hack?
I meditate.
I have a question because I've always wanted to be a meditator and I failed at it several times.
Here we go. How do you do it?
Right. Like, but do you, are you one of those people that transports themselves to a different universe, or do you know that you're still in your bedroom?
I do. I place myself on a cloud.
Oh, see?
And what happens on the cloud?
Obviously she's on a cloud. She can float.
Clouds are soft and gentle.
All right.
Do you take the cloud anywhere? Do you, like, fly over stuff? Do you just,
no.
Like, no? Okay.
I just lie my head down, and before I know it, I'm waking up in the morning.
Yeah, pretty nice.
And you have to climb down from the cloud.
Well, no, the cloud placed you down gently. Clouds are very gentle.
I feel like if you eat or drink something before you go to bed, you're getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom.
Right.
Well, that's true.
Right, and nobody wants that on top of their cloud.
Nope.
That's gross.
There's no toilet on that cloud.
That's right. That's gross. How do we flush this cloud anyways?
Yeah. Keith, do you have a hack that actually works for you to go to sleep?
It works every time. Believe it or not, it's counting sheep, but it's very specific counting sheep. You have to corral the sheep first. You have to watch them getting into the corral, right?
Uh-huh.
And then you start to watch each one jump over the fence, and you actually watch their little legs flying over the fence and landing. I never got past 30.
That's a lot of sheep, though.
I feel like I'm going to have to start watching some sheep videos here because I want to make sure that I've got my detail correct.
You've got a huge farm to corral.
Yeah, you got to corral them.
Yeah.
Right? You know, you got to be patient when you're corralling.
You got to be patient.
That's right.
You see the curls in their fur and all that, or their, you know, their sheep, whatever you call it, the wool.
Sheep jackets.
You got to be real specific, though.
Yeah. You make like farmer noises too, because I always, you know, like the best part about being a cowboy, besides the horse, and you know the chicks and the chaps and stuff like that, is the sounds you make with your mouth, where you're like.
I think so, because it must be the snoring, because my wife ends up kicking me out of bed, so it's a tough one. But I'm sleeping.
Patty, what's your sleep hack? But it's got to get you to bed quick.
Well, I think wine does the trick a lot of times. but I do also, I use one of those meditation apps where they have like celebrities like read these really slow stories and like lull you to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Morgan Freeman, like Matthew McConaughey. It has like a very soothing voice. That tends to work for me.
I tell you who's got great vocal stuff, Barack and Michelle Obama. If you put that on Netflix or Nat Geo, they've got these nature ones.
You can't stay awake.
The good night. Yeah. I'm out. It's so good.
I don't think it's meant for that. It's meant to like learn about nature, the ones where Obama is narrating. I just go right to bed.
Yeah, it puts me right to sleep. It's like an 8-part series. I've gotten through the first 6 minutes of at least two of them.
And that's it.
Good night. Beautifully shot. I wake up and it's the end. They're rolling credits.
Stop leaking overnight on your period. Always night pads are designed for a perfect night's sleep with up to 100% leak protection, so you can do your sleep thing.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.